السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, and also those who are receiving us over the receivers. We have to add that now, because I received a telephone call. They say, Maulana, you are addressing the brothers in the masjid and the sisters at the madrasa. What about us who are listening over the receivers? Are we not included in the duas? I said, no, you are included, don't worry. All because afterwards the same program goes throughout the world also. So whoever is listening, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will inshallah accept our du'as on behalf of everyone. Once again, this majlis of zikr, as you know, is to remove that rust which settles in our hearts during the course of the week and the days that we spend in ghaflat. Then rust settles on the heart. The heart also rusts. We're talking about the spiritual heart and not the physical heart. The physical heart can become diseased, and at the most that disease of that physical heart leads to death. But that death ends with this world. But when the spiritual heart becomes diseased, then it is a very dangerous thing. Our cardiologists, they cannot deal with the spiritual diseases of the heart unless the cardiologist himself has purified his heart of spiritual diseases. Even the cardiologist has to submit himself to a spiritual cardiologist for the purification of his heart, so that he may be able to diagnose the spiritual disease in the patients who come to him with heart problems. The late Chris Barnard and all his shagirds and students who are carrying out the operations on the hearts of people, when they remove those hearts, there's no difference in the color of those hearts. Outwardly, they both look the same. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us that when a person commits a sin, then a black spot falls on the heart. If he makes tawbah istighfar, it is washed away. If he makes zikrullah, it is washed away. It is removed. But if not, then it goes on becoming darker and darker, until finally it becomes pitch black, and then it is sealed for all times. Allah Ta'ala must protect us from that stage. But if a person, if a cardiologist has to remove the heart of a disbeliever and the heart of a believer, outwardly they both look the same. In features we can look the same. The same hands, feet, eyes, ears, nose we have and the Ahlullah have. But there's a world of difference between their hearts and our hearts. One young brother, and I mentioned this in the tarbiyah lesson this morning also to the girls at the madrasa, that one young student from the college, he was here in the month of Ramadan in the last 10 nights, and then he decided to change his life, make his islah. So he said, or he wrote to me, and he says that, Maulana, I've got one weakness, and the weakness is this, that I like to look into the mirror a lot. I like to look at my face in the mirror. Besides the other things that he wrote, this was also one weakness that he said he has, that he likes to look into the mirror. Now what advice can you give? So it just came to my mind. I said, there's nothing wrong with that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself has taught us the dua that when you look into the mirror, then you read that Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fa hassin khuluqi. So now if it was haram or if it was forbidden to look into the mirror, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have said, don't look into the mirror. But everybody has to look into the mirror. How is the person going to adjust his turban? How is he going to shave or clip his moustache? So there's nothing wrong with that, to look in the mirror. But if looking into the mirror is bringing pride into your heart, because the person is handsome or the girl is pretty, now when she's looking in there or when he is looking in there, now the pride is coming that I am someone. And you begin to look down upon those who do not have that kind of beauty or that kind of features. Or when the person looks at his face, now he is considering himself as someone worthy of respect and honor because the person has got a beautiful face, then that is a disease. So I say at that time, if those kind of thoughts are coming into your mind, looking into the mirror, that you are someone that is worthy of respect and honor, and you think of yourself as someone superior because you have got beauty or the person is handsome, then at that time think that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he had willed and desired, then the darkness of the heart, Allah ta'ala could have brought it onto the faces. That those sins, some of them that we commit, they are so dirty and so filthy. When the person is looking at filth, then what else is coming into the heart except filth? So that filth, if Allah ta'ala had to bring it out onto our faces, then nobody will even make salam to us. How can we be proud of something when we know that this is our condition? That our condition of our hearts, each and every one of us, we know. So it is only Allah Ta'ala's ihsan that just as He covered our filth, the filth Allah Ta'ala covered in our kidneys, in our bladder, it is only Allah Ta'ala's ihsan. If only a person has to suffer from some kind of sickness or illness where the others can see through his body into the kidneys, into the bladder and into the intestines, then you think any person will sit next to that person? At this moment we are in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala must protect us from different kinds of sicknesses and diseases. But if a person had to see through, because the person was suffering from some kind of sickness, just as an example, that you can see through the skin of the person, and the person did not have his vest on or shirt on, and now you can see through, what would be the condition? So in the same way, this filth of the heart also, it has a stink, it has a stench, it chases the malaika of rahmat away, and it has got a darkness. Allah Ta'ala, it is His ihsan, it is His fazl upon us, that He has concealed the darkness of the sins of our hearts. It is only Allah Ta'ala's fazl and ihsan. The Bani Israel, those people that were, whose faces were turned to that of monkeys and pigs, why were they turned to monkeys? Because of the wheeling and dealing that they were doing. Because of the monkey tricks that they were playing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told them, don't fish on Saturdays. So they used to cast the rod on Fridays or put the net on Friday evening. And Allah ta'ala also used to send a lot of fish on Saturdays. So all the fish used to come into the net and they pull it out on Saturday, on Sunday morning. And say, but we obeyed the hukam of Allah ta'ala. He said, mustn't fish, so we didn't fish on Saturday. Any common person with common sense would understand that the hukam meant that on that day you must not plan any kind of fishing for Saturday. That was for them, it was a hukam. The fishermen must not get worried that for them also it's the same hukam. In our times, on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shariat, you can go and fish on Saturdays. There's no objection. So they were playing monkey tricks. So Allah Ta'ala made them turn, created a metamorphosis. They became monkeys. And it's nothing to doubt that Allah Ta'ala, who has created different features, animals of the jungle, the fish, and who is the one who has given life to those monkeys? It is Allah Ta'ala Himself. So if Allah Ta'ala can give that, what is it difficult for Him to and in fact before the Qiyamah, again this type of metamorphosis will take place, But that will be when people will be drinking, they will be gambling, they will be enjoying the music, and they will be dancing away and entertaining themselves on haram, and suddenly Allah Ta'ala's hukam will come, and there will be metamorphosis, they will be converted, and faces will change to that of monkeys and pigs, and there will be earthquakes, and there will be so many things. Allah Ta'ala must protect us. So this heart, it also catches rust, spiritual rust. So we have different kinds of things to remove rust. The rust on the car bodies, there's different things to remove. Allah Ta'ala has given us zikrullah to remove this rust of the heart. So that when we listen to the Quran Sharif and the hadiths of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the incidents in the life of the awliya and the anbiya and the solaha, then it has some kind of effect on our hearts. At present we listen, but it doesn't seem to impact on our hearts. It doesn't give us the courage and the himmat to give up sins. Why? Because we have not made an effort to purify these hearts. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala has purchased from the believers their souls and their wealth in exchange for Jannah. Now Allah Ta'ala has purchased everything. In reality, nothing belongs to us. But just to give us some satisfaction, Allah Ta'ala says He purchased it. So now if He purchased it, then it is belonging to Him. It's an amanat and a trust in our hands. So, in other words, whatever we have is borrowed. Whatever we have is borrowed. This morning I explained to them that whatever we have is borrowed. Our eyes, our ears, our tongues, everything is borrowed. Now we cannot use it as we wish. So pride is the sickness and the disease of the idiot and of the stupid. Because when he has got everything borrowed, how can he have pride? Yes, expression of happiness that Allah Ta'ala's fazal, Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, He blessed me with this ni'mat or that ni'mat, that Allah Ta'ala wants, that you must express. فَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. But pride, that consider yourself or consider ourselves as superior and others as inferior, or that arrogance coming into our hearts, now that is something that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not like. That is nizah with Allah Ta'ala. That is, person is entering into an argument and fight with that which belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And the example that I gave is that if a bride is sitting in a hall, this is also zikr, don't worry. What we are doing now is also zikr. Don't just wait for Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. I didn't plan, but if something comes in my mind, let me express it. And this is also zikrullah. So if a bride is sitting in a hall, and there were 2,000, 3,000 people in that hall, city hall, but that bride was poor, she didn't really have anything, so she borrowed everything. The glittering diamond on the necklace was borrowed. The sparkling diamonds were borrowed. The necklace was borrowed. The beautiful bangles were borrowed. The gown which she wore, which everyone was admiring and speaking of in glowing terms, the gown itself was borrowed. Her shoes were borrowed. Everything was loaned to her. She was sitting there from head to toe with everything that was borrowed from someone or the other. Now, whilst everybody was talking about how pretty she looks and how beautiful she looks, or she herself was thinking of herself, of being in the seventh heaven, or great or superior to all the others, at that time one lady walks up onto the stage and says that it just that you forgot what you said last week. I was very annoyed and displeased with what you said. Although I lent you the shoes, and you said this about me, so I want my shoes. So that one lady comes and says, give my shoes, I'm taking it away. Another one comes and he says, those bangles that you are wearing and that necklace, I loaned it to you. But you hurt me and you displeased me and annoyed me. You ignored me when you were going towards the stage. I made salam and you didn't even reply. So return my bangles and return my necklace. Then comes another one and they say, what you think you are superior to everyone? You didn't even give me any recognition, didn't even greet me. So that gown which I lent you is mine. Return that. Now imagine if everyone has to ask for one item. That woman would, or that girl, it would have been better for her to be dead long before this type of an incident takes place, where she will have to face embarrassment, shame and humiliation. My brothers, this is exactly our situation. Everything we have has been given to us as a gift by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if Allah Ta'ala says that you have been displeasing me, I gave you everything and you used your eyes for my displeasure. You are using the tongue for my displeasure. You are using your speech for my displeasure. Your hearing for my displeasure. Your thoughts and your ideas and your imagination, all for my displeasure. The food I gave, the health and energy that came into your body was my gift. Everything has been loaned to you. Everything that you have got is my gift and an amanat in your hands, and you have been displeasing me. And if Allah Ta'ala starts snatching away everything and starts sending down his azab, then what? So where can we be proud? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the understanding that this heart also needs purification. This is something that we neglect totally. Just a little bit of namaz, roza, zakat, and we think that we have guaranteed our place in Jannat. Whereas there are so many things in Islam and Deen and Sharia. How much of neglect we show to the rights of so many people and so many other things. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. But even if we are making that zikr with ghaflat, don't leave it out. After my Sunday majlis, lots of people said, Maulana, you really opened our eyes to that which is nifaq and hypocrisy. We never realized that at what gutter level we were. Alhamdulillah, at least it's making people realize. I said, but don't worry. They said, what do we do? I said, nothing. You continue with what you are doing, but make the effort to bring ikhlas into that ibadah. Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, ye zikr ghaflat jo hai, isko bhi mat chodo. اس لئے کہ ذکر غفلت جو ہے اس کے بعد ذکر بیداری کی طرف لے آئے گا. That ذکر which you are doing without any concentration and without any real soul and ruh in it will then bring you to ذکر بیداری, ذکر with alertness. اور یہ ذکر بیداری پھر تمہیں ذکر حضوری کی طرف لائے گا. That ذکر will then bring you to that ذکر which is being done in divine presence. اور ذکر حضوری جو ہے, afterwards it will take you to that stage and that level where everything will be annihilated and your whole life will be nothing but zikrullah. Meaning that it doesn't mean then you won't drink, you won't eat, you won't marry, you won't bring up children, you won't do business, you won't tour the world, nothing. Everything will be normal. The person will remain an absolutely normal person. He's not going to become an extremist. But in everything now he will be conscious that his Allah is watching him. So what am I doing? What I am doing, is it pleasing to my Allah or displeasing? That's all. Simple. Islam is not difficult. It's practical. Whatever we are doing, is my Allah pleased with it or displeased with it? Is my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pleased with it or displeased? Finish. Simple. If he's pleased, then you eat, you drink, you marry, you bring up children, you entertain, you laugh, you joke, everything within the parameters of Sharia, and all that is zikrullah. May Allah Ta'ala give me, you and the whole Ummah the tawfiq of making amal.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب, یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب, یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما, بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما, بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ओ अल्लाह, यू नो हाउ डर्टी एंड फिल्थी ए कंडीशन इज ऑफ माइंड। Each and every hair of my body is immersed in nothing but sins. And this is being said by a great wali of Allah, Khwaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Ali. So it's not that that was his condition. It is for us to think that if a person of that greatness, he could think nothing of himself in spite of the ibadat and everything that he was doing, then we who are truly in a dirty state, what should we be thinking of ourselves? How can we be proud and arrogant on the surface of the earth?
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، درست کر دے مآل میرا. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، درست کر دے مآل میرا. تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، درست کر دے مآل میرا.
Oh Allah, these are the last days of my life. Ah, we have got no knowledge whether we will even see the next second. So therefore we should consider not only the day to be the last day of our life, but even that second to be the last second of our life. There's nothing wrong with planning 50 years ahead, you can plan, but have no trust in those plans, for we have got no guarantee that we will even see the next day. So he says, Ya Allah, whatever life is gone, I cannot bring back a single second from that, but whatever is remaining, let me live in your love, O my Allah. Let my existence for the remaining days of my life be in your muhabbat, in your love, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری، اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری، اللہ 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 کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو.
There's no such thing as despair. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is kareem, and kareem is the one who gives without the person even deserving. We know we don't deserve the ni'mats of Allah and maghfirat and forgiveness, but if we pour our hearts before that same Allah and we tell him what our condition is, then we have got great hopes that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept our repentance, our tawbah. All he wants is that there must be sincere repentance. So no matter how far we may have gone, some people think that now our sins are too much. What do we do? Nothing. Sincere tawbah, and Allah Ta'ala will wash away those sins, but then make up the intention that we want to repay to whomsoever, whatever is due, make the qazas of the namazas, keep the fast which you have missed, give the zakat not paid. In other words, fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala and His creation.
کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو. تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش, تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو. تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش, تیری طلب, تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش, تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو. بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری, بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری, نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو. بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری, نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو. رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت, بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری, اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری, اللہ 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 اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلاور اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ Forgive each and every one of us. Oh, my beloved Allah, you are Kareem. You give without deserving. Oh, my Allah, we do not deserve your rahmat. We do not deserve your mercy. We do not deserve the ni'mats. But oh, my beloved Allah, you are Kareem. And Kareem is the one who gives without one deserving. Oh, my beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking from a Kareem. And our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is also Kareem. اے میرے پیارے خدا تو ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما فرگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس فرگیو اور پیرنٹس اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن اور برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز اور فیملی ممبرز دی انٹائر امت آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اے اللہ پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما دے اے اللہ پوری امت کے حال پر رحم فرما پوری امت پر کرم فرما اے اللہ تیری رحمت کے دروازے کھول دے Open the floodgates of your rahmat, O Allah. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat, O Allah. Just as the rain is pouring down at this moment, O my beloved Allah. O my Allah, let the rains of rahmat also pour upon the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Let the rains of forgiveness pour upon the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that we are suffering everywhere in the world. اے اللہ گناہوں کی وجہ سے آج امت پریشان ہے اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو تو معاف فرما دے اے اللہ we know that if we get forgiveness of sins then the conditions in the universe will change اے اللہ forgive our major sins and our minor sins we are extending these begging bowls before you my Allah اے اللہ we are extending these begging bowls before you ہائے میرے اللہ who else are we going to turn to besides you if you are not going to accept us Then, O Allah, who is going to accept dirty, filthy ones like us? There is no one in this world who is prepared to accept us today, O my Allah. Allah, and if you too are going to turn away your glance of rahmat from us, then you tell us, O my Allah, who do we then turn towards? Which other home is there for us in which we can go and beg? Which other door is there for us that we can tap? Oh Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. Lekin mere Allah, if you turn away your glance of rahmat from us, then where will we beggars go, my Allah? Oh Allah, where will we dogs go, my Allah? Allah, we know the condition of our hearts are worse than that of the dogs.
Bhakti ki mere pyare Allah, we know that you are the purifier of hearts. Ya Allah, you can change the condition of those filthy hearts. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, before they accepted Islam, they were from the Kuffar and the Mushrikeen. They were from the Yahud and the Nasara. They were from the Munafiqeen. But oh my beloved Allah, when you gave them the Sohbat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they accepted Islam and when they became Muslims and believers, Allah, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Ah, mere Allah, if they just cast one glance on the face of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a state of Iman, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. اے اللہ جب کہ تو ان قلوب کو بدل سکتا ہے شرک اور کفر سے نکال کر کے تو رضی اللہ عنہ ورضوان بنا سکتا ہے تو اللہ what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts یا اللہ purify our hearts of all the filth that has embedded itself purify our hearts of greed purify our hearts of pride purify our hearts of arrogance purify our hearts of jealousy and malice purify our hearts oh my beloved Allah of all the filth that has embedded itself in our hearts. Ey Allah, hame musaffa qulub ata farma, hame mujalla qulub ata farma, hame muzakka qulub ata farma. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Oh my Allah, the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, you saw everything that we did. You heard everything that we spoke. Oh Allah, everything was before your sight. You could have seized us there and then. You could have paralyzed us there and then. You could have made us blind there and then. Oh Allah, you could have made us deaf and dumb the moment we committed sins of the ears or the tongue. But oh Allah, how merciful you have been. Ya Allah, that in spite of our sins, you are giving us so much to eat. You are giving us so much to wear. You are giving us so much of clothes and shelter. Allah, you are providing us with so much of your ni'mat. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us. Allah, agar koi aur khuda hota, to wo hume khatam kar deta. Wo hume barbaad kar deta. Mere Allah, tu jaisa rahim khuda koi nahi. Allah, tere siwa hai hi koi nahi. Tu hi hamara sahara hai. Tu hi hamara sahara hai. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, tu hamara ban ja aur hume apna bana le. Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with long bless us with good health. Oh Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ey Allah, hame sehat ata farma, hame afiyat naseeb farma. Ey Allah, teri marifat naseeb farma. Bless us with your marifat, bless us with your yaqeen, bless us with your muhabbat, bless us with your qurb. Oh Allah, bless us with your qurb. Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Oh Allah, distance us from all sins. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Ey Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Ey mere Allah, jo zindagi guzar gayi, wo to guzar gayi. The life that is gone is gone. The life that is left, oh Allah, only you know. We do not know whether it's a second or an hour or a day or a year or 100 years. Oh my beloved Allah, only you are aware of what life is left. Whatever life is left, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. Keep us steadfast on sirat-e-mustaqim. Ey Allah, sirat-e-mustaqim par hame qaim rakh. Ey mere pyare Allah, tu hamare gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ey Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Oh my beloved Allah, all over the world the Muslim Ummah is pareshan. All over the world the Muslim Ummah is in difficulties. Oh Allah, do not send trials upon us. Oh Allah, do not test us for our Iman. We are extremely weak, oh my beloved Allah. We are not like the Sahaba-e-Kiram, oh my beloved Allah. They would have given their lives but not Iman. Oh Allah, we are so weak that we sell our Iman for miserable coins today in the market. Hai mere Allah, hum bahut hi kamzor hai. تو ہماری آزمائش مت فرما اے میرے پیارے خدا ہمیں بلا حساب و کتاب جنت میں داخلہ نصیب فرما without any reckoning enters into jannat oh Allah forgive our sins ya Allah at the time of our death let there be kalima la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah on our lips اے میرے اللہ دشمنان اسلام سب ایک ہو چکے ہیں ya Allah the enemies have all become one لیکن میرے اللہ ہم غفلت کی نیند سے نہیں بیدار ہو رہے ہیں. اے اللہ, the Muslim Ummah is so disunited. میرے اللہ مسلم حکومتیں بھی جو ہے, the Muslim governments also, my beloved Allah, are siding with the enemies of Islam. Where Allah, for the protection and the safeguard of their thrones and their crowns, they are unconcerned of the destruction of the masajid, they are unconcerned of the destruction of the young and the old, they are unconcerned, oh my beloved Allah, of the destruction of cities and villages. Where pyare khuda, dushmano ki taraf se tabahi aur barbadi jo musalmano par aa rahi hai, usko dekh kar wo khush ho rahe hai. Where Allah, hum kahan pahunch gaye? How far we have gone, oh my Allah. But who else is there for us to turn towards besides you? Because we have believed in you as a powerful Allah. Allah, we have believed in you as a powerful Allah. As an Allah who is almighty, all seeing, all hearing, in whose hands the destinies of mankind lie. Ya Allah, we know that whatever you do, it is with your wisdom. But we are extremely weak, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, show us the days of happiness again. Allah, musalmanon ko tu ki tu nusrat farma. Allah, khas karke Palestine ke mujahideen ki madad farma. Allah, protect Masjid-e-Aqsa from going into the hands of the Yahud. Allah, Yahud zalim ke haath ko tu rok le. Allah, ya to unko hidayat de, ya unko barbaad farma. Allah, Masjid-e-Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Kashmir ki hifazat farma. بوزنیا چچنیا کے مجاہدین کی مدد فرما, اور خاص کر کے میرے پیارے اللہ تو مجاہدین افغانستان کی حفاظت فرما, ان کی غیبی نصرت فرما, ان کی غیبی مدد فرما. یا اللہ, those who have been imprisoned, oh my beloved Allah, inhumane treatment is being given to them. But oh Allah, the sahaba ikram also went through very trying and difficult times. So many of them also became prisoners, they were tortured and they were persecuted. But oh Allah, then you gave victory to the Muslims. Ya Allah, you sent your forces which were unseen. Allah, aaj bhi tu wohi Allah hai. Aaj bhi tu wohi Khuda hai. Ey mere pyare Khuda, hum kamzor ho gaye. Tu to kamzor nahi hua. Tu Bush ko aaj bhi barbaad kar sakta hai. Ey Allah, tu Britain ki mukhalifat ko aaj bhi khatam kar sakta hai. Allah, tu unki quwwat ko khatam kar sakta hai. Allah, the enemies of Islam, you still have the power to shake them up. Ya Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Ya Allah, cause their planes to crash. Oh Allah, cause the bombs to fall on their own heads. Allah, bring about the destruction that you brought down on Aad and Samud. Just the same kind of destruction bring upon them. Either bless them with hidayat, with Islam and with Iman. But if they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept Islam, and they are going to create problems for the Muslim Ummah, and they are determined to wipe out the Muslim Ummah, then oh my beloved Allah, use the forces that you used in the battle of Badr, use your forces that you used in the battle of Uhud, the forces that you used in Khandaq and other places. Allah, for the destruction of the army of Abraha, you send the Ababil with tiny little pebbles. Allah, aaj bhi tu wohi Khuda hai, aur humne tujhe wohi Khuda mana hai. Oh Allah, you haven't become weak. Allah, it's our amal that have become weak. We know the type of deeds that we are sending up to the heavens. Allah, in spite of what is happening to the Muslim Ummah in the world, we have not arisen from our ghaflat, oh my Allah. Aaj bhi humare gharo ke andar, Allah, wohi khurafat hai. Allah, wohi gunah, hum aaj bhi mubtala hai. Mere Allah, today too we have got the same filth in our homes and in our lives. Ey Allah, tu musalmanon ko sachi toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Give us the himmat and courage of lions to get our rid from our lives of the sins and the filth, and from our homes of all the filth that has entered. Ey mere Allah, ek din maut aani hai. We have to part from this world. We cannot remain in this world forever and ever. Ey Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in a casino. Do not let the angel of death visit us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy movie. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication, or with a bottle of wine in our hands, or popping drugs into our mouths. We do not know when the angel of death will strike. Oh Allah, when we are drawing the curtains in the hotel rooms, And oh Allah, when we are watching the filth in the seclusion of our homes, oh Allah, human beings may not be watching, but you are watching. Ay mere Allah, tu hamari gunahon ko maaf farma de. Allah, hame himmat ata farma de. Make us all one. Allah, unite the Muslim Ummah. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of the entire Ummah of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere Allah, hum sab ko sehat, afiyat, salamati ata farma. Jo bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Jo qarzdar, muhtaj hai, unki tangdastiyon ko dur farma. Jo be aulad hai, unko nek aur saleh aulad ata farma. Jo pareshan hal hai, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Mere Allah, Huzur Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam din raat ummat ke liye rote rahe, baangte rahe, baangte rahe, baangte rahe. He stood all night in prayer until his feet swelled. He cried so much, oh my beloved Allah, that his place of sajda became wet with his tears. In ihram, his ihram became wet with his tears. Oh my Allah, he was stoned in Taif, in Uhud, and so many places. Allah, today when he is informed that just a few meters away from your haram, a few meters away from your resting place, filthy pictures can be seen on the television screens. Music can be heard, that which you said you had come to destroy. And oh my Allah, a few meters away from the Kaabatullah, all kinds of filthy films are being shown. Mere Pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat today in casinos, in discos, in adultery, in fornication, in music, that ummat today sleeping at the time of namazes, that ummat today there is no salat, no zakat, and no hajj in their lives. The majority of us, oh my beloved Allah, if or when our sins are presented before Nabi alayhi salat wa salam, ha, mere Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ko, aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke zamane mein, the kuffar, the yahood, the nasara, the mushrikeen caused him hurt and injury and pain. Today we are the cause of his hurt and injury. Ay Allah, lekin tu maaf kar de. Tu hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. You are forgiving Allah, you are merciful Allah. You dearly love when those who are sinful return to you. Ya Allah, that is the only purpose of our getting together here. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Unke ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, khankao ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Hamare mashayikh ki mehnat qubool farma. Jo unme bimar hai, unko shifa-e tamma kamila ata farma. Ay Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the du'as of khair that he wait for us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, especially in Hajjatul Wida, day and night he prayed for us. At all the muqamat muqaddasa, there was nothing but tears for the ummat. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne us mauqe par Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo maanga tha, mere pyare Nabi ne bataaf mein chal karke jo maanga tha, mere pyare Nabi ne Rukne Yamani chhu kar ke jo manga tha, Mizab Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha, Hatim mein namaze pad kar jo manga tha, Ay Allah, Multazam se chimat kar kitni der tak mere pyare Nabi alaihi salatu wasalam rote rahe. Ay Allah, the duas that he made behind the Muqam Ibrahim, the duas that he made after drinking Zamzam, the duas on Safa and Marwa, the duas in Mina, the duas especially of Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, that masoom and sinless Nabi has been asking. Ay Allah, Muzdalife ki dua, tamam dua ye Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne jo ummat ke liye mangi, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, our family members with that goodness, and the entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, O Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the desires that are in the hearts of those who have assembled here, and our sisters also who are listening at the madrasa. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all their desires. They have come here to make dua. Ya Allah, we have not been able to ask everything from you. Whatever we have asked, bless us with that. And what we have not asked, but it is our desire, and it is in accordance with that of the Quran and the Sunnah, then, oh my beloved Allah, fulfill all those good desires. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, اور جب ہماری موت کا وقت آئے, اے اللہ, at that time take us to مدینہ طیبہ, bless us with شہادت at the روضہ of my رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم with the الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے اللہ, اس وقت تیری کوئی ایسی تجلی دکھلا دے کہ ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ جائے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.